This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Chris Switz with you. Let's have another look at forgiveness. We can never talk about this too much, and I want to look at it again tomorrow. Richard Carlson, who wrote the book What About the Big Stuff, that was published by HarperCollins, What About the Big Stuff, and he says that forgiveness is about as practical a tool as we can create. It's really in our own best interest to forgive others. Now, you might say to me, well, it's easier said than done, but I want to take it a step further because making forgiveness part of your daily life and spiritual practice is something that we can do. And we can do things like letting go of the negatives like anger, resentment, and fear. And maybe this morning you have lots of resentment towards somebody else. Can I say that if you don't deal with these issues, your heart and mind will become clouded with the three things, hatred, bitterness and confusion. Now, there is a bit of confusion over this. It's not apathy. You know, forgiveness is not saying, well, I just better get over it and that's it. Forgiveness is not synonymous with weakness or a lack of resolve. It doesn't mean that you don't stand up and fight for what's right and punish that which is wrong. Now, the author here, Richard Carlson, writes of a woman whose child was actually kidnapped and the child was never found. A very sad story, tragic, actually, and after a great deal of agony, this woman opened her heart to forgiveness. And she said that if she hadn't done that, her own life would have been destroyed along with everyone in her path. And she said that without forgiveness, alcohol and drug abuse were as inevitable as the light of day. Now, I think that we would admire that kind of decision because real forgiveness, as hard as it is to activate, can actually dismantle things like hatred and grief. And if we want to take things into our own hands, revenge. So forgiveness apparently allowed this woman, whose daughter was never found, to take life as it is and actually helped her and gave her the ability to move on. So in this book, What About the Big Stuff, he tells of another woman who spoke to him how she was abandoned at birth, literally left to die by her mother. So as you can imagine, as she grew up, this girl was filled with the rage and much confusion. As you'd imagine, she was deeply troubled. She saw therapists and psychiatrists, and many had given up hope that she'd ever be happy. But then she met a friend who actually convinced her of the value of forgiveness. Now, it took time, but apparently she was able to eventually forgive her mother. This is what she said. It's easy to forgive when you know that she knew not what she was doing. There it was. It's easy to forgive when you know that she knew not what she was doing. So she knew that her mother was in intense pain at that time. She didn't forgive the mother just because she wanted to be kind, but it was a means of survival for herself. Now, there's another aspect to this, of course, and that is that we've been forgiven by God. Forgiven for what, you might ask? Well, Romans 3, verse 23 in the Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of God's glorious ideal. So, you and I are tainted with this problem called sin. You know, we can't be generous and loving and forgiving. Sometimes we do want revenge. We demonstrate intolerance. We don't always love everybody. So we've fallen short and we need God's forgiveness. So sin caused this barrier between us and God. But it's great to know the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ restored this broken relationship. So Jesus, when he died on the cross for you, took the blame for your shortcomings. Well, this good book, written by Richard Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N, he points out that when we forgive other people, we are the ones who benefit. And, you know, it's the same with God's forgiveness of us. We are the ones who reap the rewards. Well, tomorrow, I want to introduce you to a remarkable woman who suffered deeply at the hands of others and was able to forgive. Well, Father God, we follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, because Jesus is our example, our joy, and we can be cleansed, Lord, from our sin and from our hatred of others, because you come into our life, and he died that we might live, and we are very grateful for that, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.